Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's Endgame Day. It's D-Day. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, comes out today. It is October 25th, 2007, and we said that it was going to come out on October 26th, but it'll actually come out this evening. It'll be out by midnight, maybe even a few hours earlier, at PrisonPlanet.tv. Huge show lined up for you today. I was driving into the office about 20 minutes ago, and I got a call saying, tune in, George Norrie and Glenn Beck are talking about you on the show. So I flipped over to San Antonio's WOAI. Glenn Beck is now off the air. And sure enough, Glenn Beck was saying that I was dangerous person. That this 9/11 truth movement is dangerous. And George Norrie was, you know, defending the fact that we have free speech rights. And he was defending the fact that the FBI was ordered to stand down, and Beck would try to twist and spin what he was saying. So I got to hand it to George Norrie for, you know, defending me. Too bad it, whenever he goes on the air, he gets called out for it. Of course, the Fox News minion and radio and TV host, Gibson, John Gibson, has attacked him for it. Many others have. And it's a very important venue with 16 million listeners. I need to get on there to promote Endgame. They said they're going to have me on, but they haven't set me up yet to do that. I need to call them today. I never really hound them, and most of the time I miss their call now when they call to get me on last minute. But I'm going to talk about it all day. Did you hear the whole thing? I only heard the last 5 minutes of it, just that we were dangerous. Tearing down the good faith in the government. No, the criminal government has done that, Beck. And I'm sorry, Beck. Everybody knows that Operation Northwoods was a plan to carry out 9/11 now. People know about Gulf of Tonkin being staged. People know about the overthrow of Mossadegh with staged terror attacks. The Israeli papers are reporting on how they staged events in Uganda, staged terror attacks. Academy Award-winning films. The one about the Olympics in Germany, they admit at the end that the German intelligence was staging it. They have the former head of the intelligence, German intelligence, admitting they staged operations with Muslim extremists. So, I mean, there's hundreds and hundreds of examples. Jigs up, Bubba. What happens is you sit there and say none of this exists, and we've just got history and all the facts. And they're really getting scared right now because they know that Bill Clinton got confronted in Minnesota last night by a 9/11 truth group. It did not say in the AP, it did not say in local news channels who did it. It just said people shouted 9/11 is an inside job, and then they grabbed that person, and then somebody else spoke out and said 9/11 is an inside job, and Clinton threw fits. And it's over, Beck. It's over, Clinton. There's video right now on wearechange.org of Bill Clinton being confronted at a bookstore, and it went on for 15 minutes, and he was visibly shaken. That's just a separate event. Everywhere Clinton goes, everywhere Hillary goes, everywhere Giuliani goes, everywhere Keene and Hamilton go, everywhere Gary Hart goes, everywhere David Gergen goes, everywhere John Edwards goes, everywhere these people go, they're being confronted, and it's not going to stop. You know, we're a year off into the election. Exactly a year. About a year and, 10 days or something. But it's only going to accelerate during this heightened situation, and they know that. So they're now saying that we're terrorists. That's now what it comes down to, showing they are the terrorists. The government is the terrorist, period.
It is a big idea, a new world order, in the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
If you're like me, then you're probably coming out of a busy holiday season that involved eating a lot of great food. Imagine how much lighter you'd feel if you cleaned out your body and freshened up your digestive system for the new year. Imagine how incredible it would be if you got rid of all the extra bloat in your belly. Well, now you can, with a free 2-week supply of the Aloe Colon and Body Cleanse. Aloe Cleanse gently and naturally flushes your digestive system and cleans out your colon and body using a natural blend of herbs, probiotics, and fiber. What does this mean? It means you stay regular and get rid of all that stuff that's been weighing you down. And when your body is clear of these impurities, you absorb more nutrients from the foods you eat and you feel, simply put, incredible. You look better, too. Guaranteed. Want to try Aloe Cleanse for free? Call 1-800-890-3525. It's absolutely free. Just pay a small price for shipping and handling. Call 1-800-890-3525. That's 1-800-890-3525.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I talk about it an awful lot, but it's very, very important, and now the mainstream media is addressing it and starting to deal with it. Congress has had a 14% approval rating for the last 2 years. It now dropped, as you know, to an 11% approval rating, and they're saying that they believe it's going to go down to 9. Cheney is now at 10 and plunging. Every major leader in both parties is almost universally hated. The jig's up, you criminals. I mean, you can only run your scam so long. And the people are now finding out that there are elites. See, throughout history, everybody knew there were elites and subterfuge and Machiavellian things happening. Somehow with PR, they convince the public everything's fine, there's no corruption, go to sleep, disengage from political life, just go enjoy yourselves and everything will be fine. Well, now people are finding out that's not the case. They're finding out that our markets have been wrecked by design. Our dollar is being devalued by design. Our sovereignty is being shredded by design. And now they're finding out that the criminals that run things killed 3,000 Americans on 9/11. And they've got, I mean, all their pundits out. I mean, all of them. I even heard Clark Howard doing it, of all people, in a financial show, talking about 9/11. Talking about the crazies in America who need to have their free speech restricted. talking about how dangerous it is because people are believing us. And what are we going to do? And oh my goodness, and oh my gosh. The people know that you killed thousands of atomic soldiers and that gave thousands of pregnant wives of GIs uranium and plutonium pills. They know you killed people on New York subways with a bioweapon in 54 and 68 declassified. They know you've done tens of thousands of high and low altitude spraying that are declassified and admitted of chemicals, biologicals, and radiologicals on the American people, the British people, the Germans, the Canadians, the New Zealanders, the Kiwis, the Aussies. It's the news is out now. The news is out that Israel, under U.S. funding, radiated 110,000 of their children, killing many of them. The news is out that the Gulf of Tonkin, as I mentioned, was staged, and that Idi Amin staged the kidnappings and hostage situation at the airport with Israeli intelligence and even sent Israeli troops and commandos to be killed to give it the look of reality. That's now admitted. It's now out in Israeli papers that Israel created fake al-Qaeda groups. It's out in AP, UPI as well. It's now out that under Operation Gladio, the Bologna bombing in 1980, killing over 100 people, was staged by our government. It's now out that this was done over and over and over again, and that 3,000 people is seen as collateral damage, that the elite see us as cockroaches and see it as a sacred duty to kill us. The jig is up. People know that you are cold-hearted, murdering scum, ruling elite that see us as cattle. Now, the vast majority of people may be stumbling around, picking their noses, you know, just getting drunk constantly and partying and don't know where the U.S. is on a map and don't know who their congressman is and don't know what continents are, don't know anything. They know nothing but how to act cool and stumble around acting cool. And feeling inadequate and trying to buy baubles to regale themselves to look powerful. But there is a huge, growing minority of people who are accelerating in their understanding of what's happening, who are having epiphanies every day. Millions of people every day are waking up. I can go on the radio in Germany. I can go on the radio in Russia. I can go on the radio in Japan. I can go on the radio in South Africa. And the people are calling in mass, waking up, knowing the truth. They're informed. I can go on the radio anywhere in the U.S., and 99% of the callers agree now. Oh, yeah, you got 10, 15% driving around with support our troops and plastic desecrated American flags made by Chinese slaves all over their cars. They mean well. They're good people. They've been fooled. They've been lied to. And they're waking up in droves right now. They were 25%. Now they're about 10%. You see what's happening? It's happening right now, and they're scared to death because all the media and the controlled systems had was the illusion, was the theater, was the set, the movie set, the theatrical set, with their thespians upon the stage in their fancy suits and their teleprompters looking straight at you with a trained stare to make you think that they're trustworthy. That you're the minority, that no one thinks like you think, that no one believes you, that you're all by yourself, that the establishment view is the majority view. And now they know because you're confronting them on live TV shows and in every major speech these scumbags give, and people are coming out of the woodwork, info warriors, and we are changers, and just independent people, spontaneously, the British military 10-year prospectus, what the Ministry of Defense in England believes will happen, issued every 10 years, in January of 2007 said there is going to be worldwide revolt against the police state, there is going to be worldwide revolt against the New World Order, there are going to be flash mobs everywhere. And they're just coldly reporting on the facts because the pressure is going to be so incredible. The horrible things that are going to happen are going to be so bad. And the confidence in you criminals has been lost. You went too far. You got sloppy. And frankly, the wake-up's dangerous too. Who knows what's going to happen? But you did it. You killed us. You sprayed us. You radiated us. You murdered us. You've done it. Just stop it. We can't stay. You haven't given us a choice. You kill us. You murder us. You imprison us. You enslave us. You do all these bad things to us. We're tired of it. Can't you get that through your head, scum? And some will say, well, wait a minute. You just said that 50, 60, 70% of people just don't even know what color the sky is. But then you said the majority of people are awake. Well, let me quantify that. The people that don't know what's going on and who aren't tuned in are probably 50, 60% of the public. But that number's eroding right now. But those that are in denial, it just gets deeper. They don't even count in the equation because they're apolitical. They're just running around feeding bestial base instincts and having those fed by the television and the culture. They're like out of the game. They're in the bleachers. When you talk about who's on the field, we outnumber the New World Order millions to one. I mean, when you've got, I'd say, 30% of the public completely awake and knowing what's going on, even out of the dumbed-down mass of 55, 60%, they know the government's crooked. They can't find the U.S. on a map, but they know that the government's gone. I mean, they even know that. So see, that's what I mean by the majority. They may not be able to find their capital on a map. They may not be able to even wipe their nose or brush their teeth. They might not even be able to hold a conversation with you. I mean, have you noticed people are like zombies? I mean, they're getting dumber faster. Either there's an accelerated awakening and people's eyes are electrified with awakening and understanding. It's incredible. Or they're going deeper into denial. There is a wheat from the chaff, you know, a testing of the metal that is going on right now, and it is ultimately exciting and ultimately wonderful. And I'm just so excited to be here with you. We're going to have open phones, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, and good callers, you can call in. I'm not going to make you hold for an hour today. But listen, it's gotten polluted with plugs. If you call in and three or four of you in a row just want to plug something, it gets old. That's not good radio. It's not information. Or if you call in and you want to talk 1 mile an hour, we're just not going to do it. I want dynamic information. I want to know what you think about the explosive awakening that's happening right now. I want to know what you think about everywhere these criminal politicians go and these media whores go, they're being confronted. And believe me, we're only hearing about a fraction of what's happening. I want to hear what you think of this incredible revolution that's taking place. 1-800-259-9231. The jig is up. I also hope that all of you will start your engines. And if you haven't gone online, it's so easy, and gotten your $5.95 a month membership, get 3 months free if you sign up for a year, for PrisonPlanet.tv, PrisonPlanet.tv, because this evening it's going to go live in three flash formats, a couple Windows formats, a couple QuickTime formats. I mean, I was watching it yesterday in the medium flash, full screen on a big computer screen, and it looked almost as good as television. I've watched the high-quality ones over the web, and you almost can't tell. I mean, the highest quality, you had to sit there for like 5 minutes watching to just see some little ripple or blip to tell it was computer. This is so good. In game. By midnight tonight. Frankly, we're going to launch it at 7 or 8 o'clock tonight, but there might be some tweaking and things. We've got three servers standing by, Anaconda Distribution Network, and we're expecting, of course, the general attacks that we always get when we launch something new. So start your engines, and we've got other secret backups and, you know, things. And if we get attacked again, I'll just pile on with more infrastructure, because that's the name of the game. We learn from this, from being attacked. We learn. We get stronger. And we're just so excited about the launch of Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. I have been working on this info weapon for a year and a half. I have been literally pouring my very heart and soul and intellect, blood, sweat, and tears, grueling with the limited assets we have and the limited personnel, grueling research, grueling 3 a.m. nights, and we have forged this sword and consecrated it with God's word is the truth, and we now will attempt to plunge it into the heart of the dragon. Oh, yes. black arrow of my fathers. Please be true again and go right into the heart of smog.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Russia sponsored a terrorist training camp in Havana, Cuba, 1966? In this camp, they planned terrorist activity on every continent, including the United States. Have we seen terrorist activities on every continent just as they plan? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It's free. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Say the joker to the thief.
There's too much confusion.
There's too much confusion.
I can't get no.
I can't get no relief. Businessman there, to drink my wine. Come and dig my earth. None will level on the mine. Nobody of it is worth. Hey.
Hendricks.
His singing was as good as his guitar.
No reason to get excited, but maybe kind of bold. There are many here among us who feel that life is but a joke. But you and I, we've been through that, and this is not our fate. So let us start talking falsely now.
The hour. That's it, my friends. Let us stop talking falsely now, because the hour is getting very, very late. You know, the Germans bought into the lies of Hitler. The Russians bought into the lies of Lenin. The Chinese bought into the lies of Mao. And hundreds of millions died. The very crowd, the grandsons and granddaughters of the people that orchestrated the 200 plus million murdered by these people in the last century, are openly setting up a blood feast, a blood meal, the likes of which they have never supped. I am not going to stand by here and let them feed on me and my family. I am not going to submit to them and go quietly into the night. We have got to rebuke them in their lies and not buy into their fraud. I'm on the watchtower. I'm warning you. Here come the horsemen. With your foot servants. I see them in the distance. We got to cut that off. That is some good stuff, isn't it? Again, in the next segment, I promised to play that Frank Zappa clip on bioengineered weapons yesterday. Of course, his dad worked in that in the federal government, so there's reason Frank Zappa was so intelligent and tuned into reality in 1984. Of course, it did turn out that it was a race-specific bioweapon design. It did turn out, about a year after he talked about this, that they had used gay men in New York as the vectors because they were having hundreds of sexual partners per month. And through the hepatitis shots, they put the AIDS virus into those, and then the gay men vectored it from that point, perfect vectors to spread it. And the rest is history. Over, what is it, 60-plus million Africans that have died, people who've never had sex, people who've never had blood transfusions, never any of that, and even BBC reports admit that they're looking at the vaccines and that the population of Africa, and also a Nobel Prize winner earlier this year, went public and said that it was the vaccines. So the jig is up on that subject, and of course we even dug out the 1975 naval weapons contract funded by Congress, $25 million to start with, for an autoimmune virus. And, of course, we have all this public statements of PDD and of the State Department Memorandum 200 on doing this, the third world population. And we cover a lot of that in Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. But I was on K-Talk in Wash. Oh, it's powerful, it's depressing, it's shocking, people won't be able to believe a lot of it, even though it's documented, but really, it's a shadow of just how bad it is in all my research. And that's just what I know. I'm finite, I'm extremely limited in what I can discover, there's so much. I mean, it's got just an hour of just crime after crime listed in chronology, and we cover maybe 1% of what I know. And I probably know 1% of what's going on, so I covered 1% of that. I mean, Endgame isn't 1/100th as hardcore as it could be. But there's no way in one film to show you the crimes. They're that great.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing GCN listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss, another flashing chance at bliss, another kiss, another kiss.
The days are bright and filled with pain.
The days are bright and filled with pain. Enclose me in your gentle rain. The time you ran was too insane. We'll meet again. We'll meet again.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You'd rather cry. I'd rather fly. Gotta love those lyrics. Tim, David, Robert, others, we're going to get to your calls coming up. But I promised to play this Frank Zappa clip yesterday. I only played a few minutes of it. I want to play the whole thing. It's about 8 months long from a 1984 interview he gave. Very, very revealing. But first, remember, this won the big German film festival last year. This is the type of stuff they're showing people on television and in schools, that humans are a virus, and the global government, of course, is going to cure us of that. Other humans are going to help restrict and control and micromanage our lives, of course, because they know best. Meanwhile, they're the ones actually destroying the environment. So this ties into whatistheendgame.com. Here it is.
Earth.
healthy, strong, and full of life. But wait, what's that you've got there? It looks like you've got a case of the humans. To be a healthy Earth, all of your elements must be in equilibrium. However, these parasites slaughter all other forms of life. Guzzle your natural resources. And poison your atmosphere. Once contracted, humans act quickly. They multiply over 300,000 a day, consuming anything that crosses their path. Earth is just the start. Who knows what's next?
Destroy the universe. We're just a poisonous scourge. No, the reality is the elite could care less about this planet. They want all the life extension technologies for themselves, and they use all the advanced technologies to then poison us, and we're all under massive eugenics attack, ladies and gentlemen. They totally have engineered the entire society we're in, but the human spirit is strong, and we are now aware of a subgroup of our own species engaging in a predatory action against us, and basically breeding us and controlling us like cattle. Jigs up, boys. You didn't dumb the whole middle class down. And just as you predicted, the resistance is coming from the middle class, and the resistance is mounting, and you're going to be defeated. We're going to call you out. Everybody's going to know who you are. They're going to know that you're behind it all. Here is Frank Zappa from 1984.
Of yours is called Thingfish, which is about, as I understand it, sexually transmitted disease, particularly amongst homosexuals, and I would say it was AIDS, if you like.
So in this thing, it's called the mystery disease, but it's quite obvious that it is an AIDS-like disease, and it's been manufactured on purpose, and it's being transmitted on purpose, and the purpose is to rid the planet of certain people. I believe that AIDS, in reality, is not a natural accident. It's not a natural disease. It just sort of evolved. Somebody cooked it up. I think that it's something that either escaped from a genetic engineering laboratory or something that was manufactured on purpose in a genetic engineering laboratory to somebody's specifications. I also believe that all the warfare of the future will be conducted with these biological agents, because now that gene splicing is a thing that can be done, it is feasible to consider the preparation of certain diseases which will kill only specific races, nationalities, or people with certain interests. Because you can tailor the disease to attack certain things in certain categories. For example, there are diseases now which affect only certain types of people. Tay-Sachs disease, which affects certain Jewish people. Sickle cell anemia, which affects black people. If you want to narrow it down and carry it to ridiculous extremes, I could see somebody in an American laboratory or maybe even in a Swiss laboratory making a disease that would kill only Iraqis or only Iranians or only Libyans. Or only Russians, or only people from Newcastle, whatever they decided to do.
But these are very serious allegations, Frank. I mean, what actually makes you believe this? Do you have hard and fast evidence that this is the case, or is it just something that you've...
No, this is just the opinion of an aging buffoon. Just think nothing of it.
So, you think that possibly America or any other country in the world could increase its power and its standing internationally by actually utilizing these agents?
Let's look at the world the way it really is. Government is a joke. Governments don't do anything. That's like a cardboard cutout that hides where the real machinery is. The world is a place that does business. The world is run by multinational businesses that mostly sell weapons to each other. And then you have sugar business, oil business, coal business, business. And when the guys who run these things say jump, all governments jump. And it's foolish to consider the possibility of nuclear war because, from a business standpoint, it's impractical. It stops all business. So, the way you have to look at it is the chances are much more likely that the sales will continue of missile delivery systems, but what will be in the warheads will not be things that destroy real estate. It's much more practical to think of missiles going someplace and putting out chemicals or microbes that enable the one party to subjugate the other party by controlling its labor force while leaving the buildings intact. So you've subjugated them, and now you got a bonus. You have their machinery. You got this. You got that. And I believe that there's somebody sitting in an office someplace that's working on it, and that's the practical way to do it. You can scream about nuclear war, and you have people running around with signs and stuff like that, but I don't believe there will ever be a nuclear war, because it's just impractical from a business sense. Meanwhile, the companies that are building delivery systems are making plenty of money, billions of dollars, because the money goes into small arms delivery systems, medium-sized arms. Their commerce is still going on, and that's why they're alive. That's what they love to do.
Yeah, that's already been borne out by missile systems that have been developed that do, in fact, destroy people and not buildings. I take your point there. But if you take somewhere as complicated as America, which is a real potpourri of different religions, different races, you're going to have a mighty complicated missile to have to destroy the people of America, because you've got Jews, you've got Anglo-Saxons, you've got all sorts of different races. So doesn't the argument kind of fall down there in that, as I say, you'd have to actually develop a really complicated missile to destroy
America? Russians would have to develop a really complicated missile to destroy the United States. The Americans would not have so much trouble. And under an administration like Reagan, I'm sure that they've sat down and looked at the numbers and said, this is a pretty terrific idea.
Having said all that you just said...
Wait, sorry. There's more. They not only thought it was a terrific idea, but they were convinced that Jesus wanted them to do it that way.
Having said all that you have said, does it make you ashamed to be American?
Absolutely not, because I want to say right now, I'm happy to be an American, and I have nothing to do with Ronald Reagan. The way he and his Jesus people are has got nothing to do with me being a citizen of that country. Let me tell you one great thing about America that everybody in Europe could be jealous of. For the landmass that we have versus the landmass of the European part of the world, you have more hatred per square foot from country to country than exists anywhere in the United States. The idea of the ethnic pride and the grudges that go back thousands of years that will keep this part of the world a disaster area for centuries yet to come is something that we will not experience in the States. And I'm happy to be from there rather than from here.
What is the endgame.com? Now, again, Frank Zappa didn't get it all. He was blaming Reagan. Reagan wasn't running anything. It was all George Herbert Walker Bush. But remember, this is in the 80s. And they manipulate good Christians. It is now Christians who were on the front lines of fighting the New World Order. You find the biggest people involved, the most focused, the most dedicated, they're true Christians. And that's why all these fake Christians like Hagee and the rest of them are so bad, because they then give Christianity a bad name. And it happens over and over and over and over and over again, what people do in the name of religion. But yeah, Frank Zappa was smart. He had found out by then about Rex 84 and the concentration camp plans. He wrote and spoke about that. He knew about the New World Order. We played one of those clips yesterday. He was aware of what was happening, but he kind of saw it coming out of the Republican Party. But then he also talked about how both parties were controlled and how you remove all of the... there's a quote I paraphrase, basically that we will have the illusion of freedom as long as it's easy to maintain. But the minute that it gets hard for the establishment and too expensive to maintain it, they'll just remove it all, the chairs, the rugs, the props, and all you'll see is the brick wall where the stage once was. And that's what's happening right now. The Democrats are finding out that Hillary's pro-war and in league with Bush. The Republicans are finding out that Bush is in league with her. They're finding out what we found out decades ago, that it's all staged. This is a process of awakening that's taking place for everyone right now. And it's scary. Truth is scary, but it's scarier to not know the truth, isn't it? It's scarier to now, in hindsight, realize that once we were all dumb as dirt, that once we were going through life blindly, not knowing that all this was happening. So that's positive. I mean, we can't change the New World Order's in control and what they've done in the past, but we can change what they do in the future. You know, what the average American, the average person in the world, the average Westerner has been mesmerized by the media has thought is that we can't affect change, or we can't get anything done, or that we basically just go through life accepting
what's put in front of us. Well, that leads to ruin. That leads to devilry. That leads to just absolute insanity. If good people stand down, evil people will take over every time in history. And they're evil. They like to do bad things. Once they've got total power, they'll start total death. And now it's been in James Weapons Quarterly. It's now been in PNAG documents. It's now been in all these hundreds of publications and Wired Magazine and on and on and on, that the elite have simultaneously developed and hoarded all these new incredible cures and treatments for disease and have massive life extension now. They don't have eternal life, but if they can live another 50, 60 years, there will certainly be stuff developed by then where you are not going to die. That doesn't mean that with your prosthesis and all your implants and your new body you've had grown for yourself that you might not be in a car wreck and die, or a plane wreck or die, or a spaceship ride and die, or that a city might not blow up, or terrorists might not hit it, or the government might not, you might not die. But see, you'll have your consciousness backed up on Pluto or in some orbiting craft that they keep 15 miles out in space. And by the way, with the exponential development of technology, that's what we're looking at. That's what the elites say. To be clear, with Endgame, we're not saying they can live forever now. They say they can extend their life right now, decades. And they're all on health food regimens and exercise regimens and weekly visits with doctors when they're like 40 years old. The elite's now doing this, these billionaires. It's all they're concerned with. And with being as safe as they can to make it, they believe, another 20 years, and that seems to be the consensus, that in 20 years that there'll be technologies to radically extend them, then another 50, and then if they can do that, they're done. They can, and again, you can debate all day whether that's real or not, or whether that's going to happen, and try to futuristically extrapolate as a futurist out, or as a sociologist, but regardless, they believe that. Regardless, the eugenicists founded most of our modern sciences. See, they would say, well, see, that's why we're so intelligent and so good. Thank us. And the Human Genome Project and bioweapons and all of it. And genetic engineering. And so they now dominate the entire intelligentsia in genetic engineering and in the higher levels of devices and just the whole medical field and government. And they are positioning the planet so that they can enjoy the amazing birthright of our forefathers and mothers developing all this technology and the foundations of it and shutting us off. And they say, you watch your football game, you eat your hamburgers, you strut around and act tough, and do what you do, and you go to the beach. And we're going to sit over here and build a police state to orderly kill you and then keep this for ourselves and go to the stars. And they state it in hundreds of publications. It is the official plan. And they are releasing hell upon us right now. I mean, some countries in Africa have 45% AIDS infection and all sorts of other weird plagues spreading. And there's areas of Latin America where 15% of the countries have it. I mean, they're just, that's only a soft kill, slow kill weapon. By the way, it's race specific. They'll take a black man as promiscuous as a white man with in studies they've done, and or white men many times more promiscuous with people that have HIV. And this has come out in the literature. This came out in the 80s. And blacks get AIDS basically if somebody sneezes on them. And a white person has got to have a massive blood transfusion, basically, or have the blood product put into their colon 100 times 100 before they get it. Anglo-Saxons, basically, it's hard to get it. Or Anglo-Saxons can be positive with it, and then you hear them say, hey, I'm not going to die of it now, and 15 years later, they're alive. Or if you play ball and shut up like Magic Johnson, he said, oh, I'm cured. It's been over a decade now, and he's just fine. He's not sick. He shut his mouth. He was given the cure. There's even been news articles about it, people saying that. You can figure this out, folks. But you're some little African three-year-old, and they'll do medical exams, and they've never had sexual activity. All they've ever had is a vaccination. They get it, AIDS, and they're dead in 6 months. They also have special, more virulent types they're operating with there, and AIDS is also a cover for other bioweapons they're using on them. And they go, oh, they're all dying from AIDS over there. I mean, some countries, 45% of them have got it. Then you hear about all these AIDS fundraisers for Africans. That's just to send in the constabulary to carry out the black ops, the eugenicist operations, to, quote, give them their fake treatment, which is the actual drugs that kill them. And endless clamoring. It's a eugenics religion. But yes, Anglo-Saxons, Anglos, because Asians get AIDS almost as much as Africans, but it's tailored clearly for Africans. It is a race-specific bioweapon. The gay white males that have been able to contract it and actually get their T lymphocytes destroyed and died, you find out they're also taking ecstasy every day and snorting methamphetamine, and it destroyed their immune systems. There's all the studies on that. And you know what? I don't like children dying. I don't appreciate it. And I take offense at it. And I'm going to stand against it. Endgame comes out tonight. Endgame. Endgame. Endgame.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives...
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Man thinks, cause he rules it up, he can do with it as he please, and if things don't change him, he will. Oh, man is invented his doom, first step was touching the moon. Now there's a woman on my blood, she's just a pet. As the night grows dim, she'll say, who's gonna take away his license to kill? Now they take him, and they teach him, and they groom him for life, and they set him on a path where it's bound to get ill. And they bury him with stars, fill his body like they do used cars. Now there's a woman on my block, she just sit there facing the hill. She say, who's gonna take away his license to kill? Now he's helping for destruction. He's afraid and confused, and his brain has been mismanaged with great skill. Now all he believes are his eyes, and his eyes, they just tell him lies. But there's a woman on my block, sitting there in a cold chill. She said, who's gonna take away his license?
Welcome back. We're going to go to Tim, David, Robert, many others. Open phones. Remember, today is the day Endgame comes out at prisonplanet.tv. You can download it in incredible quality live stream downloads in the highest quality flash. We spent 5-6 months off and on finding the very best ways to compress it, the very best flash systems. Really nice QuickTime movies as well. We can't decide which one is clearer. They're just so good. And I just hope you get it out to everybody, folks. But I hope you also support us at prisonplanet.tv. And I hope you get the high-quality DVD to get the very highest quality at InfoWars.com. You can order the DVDs in bulk and get them for like $10 a piece when you order 10 or more together. Again, at InfoWars.com right now or by calling 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And we ship the DVDs Monday. In fact, they are up to today's orders. They're incredible back there. All the orders that came through to yesterday, they are already in there packing them right now. And they're telling me that everything that comes in through Friday will be shipped on Monday, and everything that comes in, you know, over the weekend will be shipped out Tuesday, Wednesday. But we got a great crew in there now, and it's all getting out to you at InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or prisonplanet.tv. Let's go ahead and, well, we don't have time. We're going to break for 70 seconds, come back to Tim, David, Robert, and many others that are patiently holding. I got a lot of other news here on the war drums for Iran, Clinton being confronted last night in Minnesota. We Are Change confronting him a few weeks ago. That video has now been posted. They're being hounded everywhere. And I want to hear from you about where you think this is going as people spontaneously go out and resist them. And I guarantee you those are listeners in Minnesota that confronted Clinton. I bet my bottom dollar. If you're out there and you can get through, front of the line, when you hear me hang up on a caller after we go to him, try to get in, 1-800-259-9231. I want to hear, because the media wouldn't say what group they're with. I bet money it's We Are Change or Minnesota 9-11 Truth or somebody like that. Court rules social workers must follow law. Oh, my gosh. WorldNet Daily. Agencies, cops can't threaten to take kids away from parents asserting rights. You know what they do is they say, sign this form or I'll take your children. And then when you sign it, they take them. And that creature, our Pio's in trouble. But they do this all over. This is standard procedure, so we'll cover that later as well. We're also working on getting the Homeschool Legal Defense Fund group folks on the show to pop in the third hour and talk about this case. It's a very important precedent-setting case. We're trying to fight the eugenicists. That's what this is. The whole CPS deal is part of eugenics.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.